This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I think we have Coach Lanning. Coach, can you hear us?
Hello. Yeah, I got you guys. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good. You ever been to West Lafayette?
No, this will be a first. This will be a first.
Yeah, never been there either. Well, report back next week.
Yeah, it's not really been high
on... I'll let you know.
It hasn't been high on my to-do list.
No.
But, you got work to do.
That's right.
There is one thing about Purdue that's pretty interesting, and that is that they made an offensive coordinator change. So their head coach, I think, calls the plays, or at least did last week, and they also have a backup quarterback in, and then they drop 49 on a pretty good Illinois defense. How much harder does that make it for you to prepare when a team has swapped play callers and quarterbacks in a span of a couple weeks?
Yeah, it's definitely a huge challenge. I don't think any team can go reinvent everything they've done all season in a matter of, 2 weeks. But they definitely have a different identity in what they're trying to do. And Coach Walters has done a hell of a job with accomplishing what he's trying to accomplish there. And obviously put up a lot of points this week.
So when you study an offense that you're playing, is it more just the offense? Or how much of it or what percentage of it is the play caller?
Well, I think it's both. Yeah, I think it's both. But I think last week is the first time Coach Walters has ever called a game. So you still study, previous games as well. What have they had success with, elsewhere in the season? But it's not like I can go and say, hey, let me watch some other games that he's called before, because this is that first run for him and had a lot of success.
How far do you go back? Is it do you go back 3 or 4 games? I mean, at this point, you got 5 or 6 under the belt. Do you look at all 6? Like, where's kind of the time frame for you?
Yeah, I mean, we break down all the games. Doesn't mean you look at them as extensively. Obviously, you put a lot more focus on, the most recent game because this is the one that he called. But, yeah, every opponent's a little bit different. If you're playing somebody you've played before, you spend some time looking at, your previous game. And how that played out. But you try to take a glimpse of everything that they're doing and what they're doing most recently.
Well, let's talk about a game that you guys most recently played. I'll tell you right now, that's the top 3 game that I've ever been to in person. Environment was incredible. 2 heavyweights going at it. What time do you get home from that? When the celebration ends, was there recruiting involved? Do you see what time does Dan Lanning walk into his giant front door after a game like that?
Yeah, it was a late night that night. We had a lot of great players on campus for sure, and there was a lot of things to be doing right after that game. So it was well after midnight before I got to get in the house that night.
Yeah, you can. I think you said you can sleep when you die. Great quote, by the way.
That's right.
That's a bit like the being sick is a choice.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, one thing I wanted to know
It's a universal truth.
The thing that I thought was really, really cool is as just a fan, is watching a coach, and we all know, well, maybe we don't, but we can deduce how hard you guys work and all the effort you put into winning a game like that. Your sheer jubilation after that game was absolutely awesome. And I want to know what it feels like. So you win the game. The fans swarm the field. The players are out there. You have to do your TV interview. Right after that, there was a moment where you're just swarmed by fans and your hands are up in the air. Like, what, right there, what does that feel like to Dan Lanning?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, it was a fun, emotional game. Like you said, you put so much effort and energy into it, and it was the culmination of a lot of hard work by a lot of people. And for me, I think I said this after the game, it's not so much how excited I am for myself. It's really how excited I am for all the players and the fans and so many people that care about Oregon football that they get to enjoy that moment.
Yeah, and like I know it was a big recruiting weekend for you guys. A lot of recruits on the sidelines, and just I don't know. It's like I know you did that team out west, but is the secret out now? I mean, I just from a national standpoint, people are talking about that one of the best games. I mean, national guys, some of the best football they've ever seen, best environment they've ever seen, not west of the Rockies. Is the secret kind of out now that this is a special place when you get a game like that?
Yeah, I think the secret's out now. Definitely think the secret's out. There's nothing quite like Autzen on game day. And obviously when you get to play premier football teams like Ohio State, that creates and even makes the environment even better.
Does it change a little bit that now, I mean, it should have been this way into the season, but you win a game like that, people start talking playoffs or whatever, that you kind of become the Super Bowl. You've gone from the hunter to the hunted. Do you have to guard against letdowns and understand that you're getting everyone's now a game for the rest of the year?
You know, I've always felt like we always get everyone's a game, to be honest. I always feel like people try to bring their best, and there's nobody out there that coaches that's not trying to coach their team to play their best when they play us or any other team. So, you know, I don't think it completely changed the process. It probably just changed the narrative, and it changes the fact that there's more and more noise that doesn't matter that we have to train ourselves to ignore. But it doesn't change, you know, what our focus is and our process.
This is Dan Lanning. Oregon headed to Purdue to take on the Boilermakers Friday here on The Fan. How do you curate your weekly message? They put out, you know, those post game videos, and you were talking a lot last week. I think even here about the jab. You know, you had the prize fight analogy. It seems that you're often quite calculated with a mantra each week. Where does that come from? Who and how?
Yeah, I mean, it's a collaboration of pulling thoughts from different people on our staff, or thoughts that I have going into the game. And you know, sometimes the message kind of builds itself, you know, but that was one where, felt like it fit, you know, really the narrative of this game. I think so often people play in big games, moments like that, and they think all of a sudden that they got to go make a game-changing play every minute. And that was really the focus of that, is it's not about throwing haymakers. It's about, you know, making your punches count. And each week we kind of have a general theme that I really kind of, with some of our staff and support, laid out some general thoughts before the season even started about, hey, this is where I think we might be at this moment. This is maybe something we can build off of, and it might adjust. But then I think you always have to be adaptable and adjustable throughout the week to what might show up and how it plays out.
Yeah, in some ways that can be as important as, you know, all the film. What is it this week? What is the sort of the theme to the mantra?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I don't normally always share it, but in general, it's boots on the ground. This is our chance to go. This is really our first longer road trip that we'll be making, hopping into enemy territory, and we got to go out there and execute. And the people that are going to matter in that stadium are the people that are on that plane as we fly across the nation.
I want to ask you, I know that you don't get too much into X's and O's, but I was just intrigued and see if you can answer it. I was surprised that Ohio State played as much man coverage as they did. And by the way, didn't work out very well for him. Turns out you've got some receivers and quarterbacks that like man coverage. Was that a schematic thing that you guys were putting them in, or were you even surprised that they kept in that first half going to man coverage and something that you thought you could exploit?
Well, there's benefits. Every defensive call and every offensive call has strengths, and every single one of them have weaknesses, right? And I understood what they were trying to accomplish there. I think with a lot of the routes that we run and how we utilize our personnel, that sometimes it's hard to match up with this unless I'm guaranteed to have a body on a body and play, man-to-man at times. If you play soft zone, we attack some of the soft zones at times. And then it also allows you to get an extra hat in the box for runs. So I get, and definitely understand why, a team would do that. I think they also, you see them, try to bracket Tez a little bit, and I think that created some opportunities for some other wide receivers on our team and other opportunities for other people on our offense too. So it's hard to defend, man. It's always hard to pick how you want to try to stop a team. And you look at that game and you'll see two teams that had a hard time playing defense as good offenses.
Yeah. On that first drive, there was an interception, it turns out. It was kind of hard to tell, but it was. Mm. What happens there? Is that one where obviously you're hoping that they stop and review? Ohio State wants to get the next play.
Correct.
But what were you thinking of a timeout? Like, walk us through what was
going on. I think timeouts are so valuable. And generally, you kind of count on the officials to get it right if there's something that's worth reviewing. You're asking people up top if there's a view that would be worth, challenging in that situation. And if they can't get a view of it in advance, it's really hard for you to say, okay, they got it wrong on the field. But it certainly felt like one that you thought would have been buzzed down to be reviewed and evaluated by them. But obviously it wasn't. So you focus on what you can control and go from there.
Well, it was also one that was kind of hard to view. Maybe your guys didn't get a very good view because watching on TV, it was really not easy to tell. Maybe that was part of the problem too.
Right.
Okay. Well, this is Dan Lanning, Oregon. Do you get Saturday off at least this week?
No, we'll work. We'll still work. Well, we won't be packed in there the entire day. We'll certainly peel back some time to be able to watch the Illinois game. That's our next opponent as well. But we'll be in the office there during the day, and then get some time to probably be at home with our family that night.
How much film do you watch? So maybe Saturday you'll be in the office, but then you're probably breaking down the Purdue game, and then you're moving on to, like you said, Illinois. How much time does it take, and how much film do you watch for the next opponent?
A lot. A lot. It takes a lot of time. You watch a lot of film. I don't think, I don't ever believe in stopping to prepare, so I don't think there's such thing as too much film. I think there is such thing as overanalyzing and creating too much for your players, but I don't think there's such thing as watching too much and utilizing information.
Well, I got to ask you, because you mentioned going home, and I ask the tough questions on this program, Coach. I don't hide from them. And
that's right.
We watched the vignette that they did on you and your family on game day, and it was really, really nice. That was a really well-done piece. But I got to ask you, can we talk about the size of your front door? Do you have the largest front door in Oregon? And is this something that you designed, or did it come with the house? I mean, that thing, I couldn't stop looking at it.
Yeah, it's a cool front door. No, I didn't design it. Came with the house, but yeah, it's a really cool one. I don't know if I've seen a bigger one, but I'm sure somebody has a bigger one.
When you walk through it, is it odd? It seems odd.
No, not anymore. Not now that I've lived here for a little bit. It's not. Okay. It's not anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
I just it stood out. That was like when they showed you coming home. That was we both, like we didn't talk to each other. We came on the air the next day and we were like, "Did you see the front door?"
That was the one.
That was the one thing. That says something about us. But yeah. I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated by like behind the scenes looks. I like how people live.
And it's a nice house.
It's a nice house, but the front door, like that's the piece de resistance.
That's right. No doubt. No, we love the front door.
Bigger closet, awesome. Though. Bigger closet, remember.
Yeah.
Might need to upgrade that closet. Yeah. All right. Good luck against Purdue. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
That's Dan Lanning. His appearances here on the show are brought to you by Unitas Community Credit Union. Like a coach's playbook, Unitas has a winning strategy for your finances. You. Us. Unite us.
There you go.
All right. Well, there's Coach Lanning.
Yeah.
You got him. A little late.
He was lamenting that to me before he came on with you.
He said,
I can't believe it. First time, I can't believe I forgot.
Oh, he forgot.
I don't know if the reminder didn't go off or what, but as soon as we rang him, he was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, I always thought he had somebody there saying, hey,
short week. And,
next on your list.
He's told us before that he has somebody who like loads his schedule every week, so that I think stuff just probably like gets triggered via alerts for him. Maybe the Wednesday thing, who knows?
Well, Purdue can keep you up at night.
Yeah, man.
It's true.
You know, get your mind off of
your
interviews.
You're going into the lion's den, baby. Boots on the ground.
All right, Dan Lanning postgame, and then in the news on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.